This day, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Karen, would you please call the roll call?
Chair Petronas.
Here.
Representatives Broxson.
Here.
Clellan.
Here.
Cummings.
Here.
Danish.
Here.
Davis.
Here.
Fullwood.
Here.
Gibbons.
Here.
Goodson.
Here.
Hooper.
Here.
Oliva.
Here.
Perry. Pritchard. Rushing.
Here.
Ray. Smith.
Here.
Trehella.
Here.
And Williams. We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Karen. And members, welcome to the Economic Affairs Committee for this Thursday, January 24th. We have a brief presentation today by the Senior Vice President of Business Development for Enterprise Florida, Crystal Searcy. And I'm sure her and her staff will be prepared to answer any questions that you might have on your own time. So please feel free to follow up with her and ask her any questions you might need to ask. In due order, make notes, and they can probably go into greater detail in the time of your office. So, anyway, you're recognized.
I've been asked to introduce myself and then ask if there are any questions and probably be seated.
Wow. I understand this is late in the day. I think your microphone's off. Thank you.
I do understand this is late in the day on a Thursday, and you probably are eager to get to other things, so I will be as brief as possible. And with your questions at the pleasure's chair, we will give you as much information as you like. As Mr. Chairman indicated, my name is Crystal Searcy, and I lead the business development team for Enterprise Florida. That means we are the folks who meet face-to-face with those companies who have a decision to make about where they're going to create jobs and where they will locate their capital. So we have a very compelling mission, and it is no short order. Clearly, in this economic climate, it is an important job that we do. I was asked to speak about a competitiveness study that was done recently, and to give you an overview of that, we have copies of the full report. We can give them to you now, or we can email them to you electronically and save a few trees. So we have the full report, which, again, you can review and then certainly ask us any detailed questions at any time. We'll make ourselves available to you. In an effort to be concise, I will tell you that our job is to influence those location decisions that I mentioned that companies are making. Those decisions are ones that are not driven exclusively by the market, but rather these are decisions, location decisions made by companies who could really be profitable and serve their clients from any location, and therefore it is a competitive process, hence the need for a competitiveness study. This idea for this study originated from our stakeholders, which is largely comprised of the local economic developers with whom we partner on a daily basis as we're trying to influence job creation in Florida's communities. I'll just note on the slide that the utility partners throughout the state funded this study, and that is notable because in the last 2 years, our utilities have really stepped up in the job creation promotion effort. This is just one of the many ways they've done that. We went through an RFP process and selected two major site selection firms who conducted the study, so it was an independent, objective review of Florida's competitiveness for job creation projects. The purpose was to improve our win rate. Obviously, we want to understand how we fare competitively, what the perceptions of Florida are, and it's intuitive as to why we would want to do that. Certainly, we want to win more projects. Because when we influence a location decision, jobs are created. And these are jobs for real people. We understand that. These are people who were laid off and don't have a job. These are people who have settled for a job when they are qualified for, you know, a much higher paying job. So we understand the gravity of the mission. That's my point. It's important that we understand why we lose. And it's important, specifically in this study, for us to understand what drives decisions by different industries. because what drives a manufacturing location decision is generally different than what drives a life sciences facility or a financial services or a corporate headquarters. So that was the purpose of the study. I begin with the end. Here was kind of the overall assessment of the research that was done. It basically says Florida's made great strides in the past couple of years. I've worked in economic development in this state for a long time, first in the late 80s. I've been with Enterprise Florida for 15 years, and I will tell you that the work that has been done in the last 2 years is exceptional. And I attribute that to a couple of different things, certainly leadership, your leadership as a state legislator, the new legislation to make this a more friendly tax climate. There are a couple of specific examples. I'll just mention them. Reduction of corporate income tax through what really is an increased exemption. But it translates to less corporate income tax that a business will have to pay. And then what you've done specifically for the manufacturing industry, reducing the output requirement that is necessary for a manufacturer to claim a sales tax exemption, that's important. That has an impact on manufacturers who are making the decision to create jobs and buy equipment and build facilities in Florida. Certainly, the leadership of this governor and his focus on jobs creation has made a big difference, and the promotion of that message. And then, certainly, our Secretary of Commerce has a reputation among site selection consultants throughout the country that is invaluable to us. Just quickly, you'll see on the next slide the industries which we target and those which were the subject of this study. The states against which we were benchmarked, most of those are nearby geographic competitors. These are the states with whom we most frequently compete. Michigan might stand out to you there. It was included because they have been quite aggressive in their economic development efforts, particularly by virtue of eliminating a business tax there. Again, their focus on making this a business-friendly state has put them in the competitors' box with us. So these are our targets. And then the next slide basically gives you key issues. These are decision drivers that were identified for those industries. I'll just pick one example there. Aviation aerospace, you see clearly workforce training is important. It takes highly specialized skill sets to build an aircraft. So those came up through the interviews as being two of the decision drivers for that industry. Maybe just one more, corporate headquarters. You'll see those are different. For corporate headquarters, the decision drivers were tax climate, overall costs of doing business, and then certainly incentives that are made available for high-wage jobs. Again, you can get a flavor throughout those industries what drives the decisions, and that is important for us to understand. The consulting firms conducted interviews with several different audiences. The first there is companies and consultants. They asked them about their perceptions or their experience with Florida. The negative sign there represents a negative perception of Florida. Equal is a neutral kind of perception. And then, of course, the positive is a positive perception about Florida in that particular area. The second column there represent interviews with local economic developers, their perceptions of how we compete. And then in the column on the far right, it represents the benchmark findings. This is the analysis that compared us to the other states. You'll notice in real estate and infrastructure, there are negatives all across the row there. That means each of those audiences perceives that we have work to do on building product. That is, we need more buildings, we need more infrastructure, and that's especially true for the rural areas. Another example is the notion that the perception of Florida's talent is positive among companies and consultants who represent them. But in the far right-hand column, the findings in terms of comparisons against our competitor states was that we are not as competitive by virtue of better workforce training programs and principally better in that they are better funded. And all of that information is contained in the study, but there are some interesting findings throughout here. Another one is that we need to do a better job of telling our story. So under branding, there are some negative perceptions listed there. And then finally, the recommendations of the study. You'll find that this is content rich, and so I won't belabor these points. I've mentioned a bit already about the very first one on the list in the area of cost of doing business. A recommendation is modernizing taxes. When you dig into the detail, you will see that they make mention of the improvements I've already mentioned. They recognize, and hence the basis for their comment, that Florida has made great strides in the last couple of years are the improvements that we've made in our corporate income tax and in that manufacturing machinery and equipment sales tax exemption. There are references to improving our portfolio of sites and buildings. We've already begun work on that, collecting data about available space throughout the state so that we can respond when we're asked about where, for instance, is available hangar space for a potential aircraft company or a maintenance repair operation. We can very quickly give them an electronic survey of available hangars throughout the state. We've done a great deal of work on establishing a Florida brand, which will be unveiled later in the month. So some of these recommendations, we've had the results of this study for a couple of months and have been busy working on a number of these. Mr. Chairman, that is my quick overview. I'm certainly available to respond to questions.
Thank you. I kind of question, does this take, can you score into it what our state university system does in comparison to these? I mean, you see some other states you kind of sizes up against, but is that kind of, is our state university system a factor?
The study, I believe, does not address specifically an evaluation of our state university system. There were a number of things that were evaluated among those you see here, but they focused on specific to an economic development location decision. The closest one that comes to university system connection has to do with life sciences and the collaborative partnerships that are desired there, some of those with university programs, some of them with other research and development institutes, you know, a Max Planck partnering with a Burnham Institute, for example. So it shows up there, but there's not a specific evaluation of our university system here.
Gotcha. Members, questions? Questions? Keith? Representative Perry?
I got a few, if that's all right.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman. Just looking at this, and forgive me for not being as educated on some of these things, but, you know, I see this study has all these funding by all the electric companies, but I don't see anything in here when you talk about, there's one thing on here that talks about cost. I guess they have fixed cost, or the cost of doing business. I assume they're talking about things like electrical cost, taxes, insurance. Are they talking about the fixed cost in that regard?
Mr. Chairman?
Recognize.
Certainly, it is a broad category of cost of doing business, and where the consultants learn something in the interviews that was very specific to an area, there's a reference made to it in the study.
Follow up.
Okay, so we have a study someplace that has all of this broken down in detail. Right there.
Great.
Okay, I would, again,
sure.
You also have branding down. So you're talking about branding. You're talking about the reputation that Florida has in the general marketplace. Is that what you mean by branding?
Yes, absolutely. The general perception of Florida is not that of a business location among C-level execs who are making a decision about where to locate their business. Rather, we're known for some very good other things, you know, tourism, et cetera, retirement community. So the fact that Florida is generally perceived as many good things other than a business location suggests that we need to brand ourselves as a business location.
Follow up.
Thank you. And this is just a comment. Again, this is not my expertise and stuff, but I would think that a consultant that was looking at different site selections in a state would look at, I mean, if they come to Florida to look at a location, I mean, are they really going to say, well, we're down here and we're looking at all the facts that we can put into paper. We can put the cost of doing business. We can put the talent. We can do all these things. But I see we've got another thing where we're talking about expending money in branding. And I'm not saying we don't do it. I'm just not quite sure if I'm a site relocator that I'm going to say, I'm looking at Florida, but I'm looking at all these facts, and then I got this kind of subjective notion about what Florida brand is, and I'm not going to relocate my business. I'm just not quite sure I get the correlation of how important that is. Maybe it's very important, but I think the other things, I can tell you, if you look at the electrical costs, natural gas costs, those things to do business in Florida, you look at the insurance costs, property taxes, all those things combined, if I'm going to move a factory down here, some business to Florida, I'm not moving it here. I'm moving it to Georgia or South Carolina or someplace else based on those fixed costs, where maybe we ought to look at those issues with more importance. But, again, I'm glad to be here and learn a little bit from you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Representative Gibbons, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, typically, I've always heard that when companies look to locate, they look at the education system, and the Chair talked about the higher education system, and that didn't seem to be a factor, but they would also look at the K-12 education system. I can't see a company looking to locate in a state and not ask about the education system. I've always been told that that's a big driver. When we talk about education funding, I would think that any study that would really look at something would have to include something about education. You're saying that was not a component of this study. So I'm really kind of, you know, looking at the direction of the study and what is it intended? What is the real intent? If in fact we are only going to point to some things that seem to be positive about us, and you mentioned branding, but you said that we're getting ready to announce something about branding, but yet branding was used as a factor in the study. So if we're going to announce something in the future, how can they then use that as a factor to rate us on when we haven't even announced it yet? So, you know, could you kind of bring that all together for me, because I'm getting a little confused on what is the direction of the study and what, in fact, are they really looking at? We're talking about moving a business or a factory to the state of Florida.
Mr. Chairman.
You're recognized.
May I also go back to the last point that was made?
Sure.
Representative, your point is well taken with respect to what is this general perception about Florida have to do with a manufacturer who's already in the ground looking at a site in Florida. Your point is well taken. You're absolutely right. Where a general perception about Florida as not necessarily a business location affects us is in the initial stages, and the impact is we're not even considered. If a manufacturer needs to open a new plant and is evaluating which states he's going to go look at, if he doesn't have a perception of Florida as a good business location and rather sees it as a tourism state or agriculture or retirement, then he may not consider Florida in the first place. And that's the need for changing the general perception.
We'll come back. Let's go back. Gibbons, and do you need him to?
Nope.
Okay.
No, sir. Representative Gibbons, thank you very much. You allowed me to point out the notion that qualification of workers through education is a critical part of the study. Underneath cost of doing business, the second category is talent and training. And naturally, the company's focus is on, in fact, often their primary objective is making sure that they have the right skill sets in the workers that they will hire. That is dependent very much on the right training and, prior to that, the right education. So while there may not be qualitative statements about the quality of our K-12 program, it very clearly shows up as an important recommendation of the study that we strengthen our training programs, that we improve relationships with existing industry, partnerships with education and existing industry. It's a mainline theme in here through that focus, an employer's perspective of needing a trained workforce with the right skill sets.
Then back to the chairman's point about the higher education system, because that's where those partnerships are initiated, you know, like with things like FAU and what they do with the life sciences and things like that. So that I would see then that higher education piece being a very critical part, because that's where the talent is going to come from, depending on the type of businesses that you're looking at. There will be partnerships established with our university system. And so that, to me, would be a critical factor in determining if, in fact, you want to come here.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me offer to comb through the interviews. We have the actual feedback from all the interviews that were conducted. The purpose and intent in the interviews was to let the client explain to us their perceptions, so we didn't feed them. But we will go through it and provide to you any reference to the education system or to the university system and comparisons of Florida's to the other states against which we were benchmarked. My pleasure.
Representative Fullwood, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a really easy question. On slide 6, you referenced clean technology. What exactly is it? Is that green technology? Is that... Could you explain what clean technology is?
You're recognized.
Thank you. Yes, it is. It is a broad category that encompasses everything that is green technology, whether it is manufacturing, whether it is manufacturing of wood pellets, for example. Broad category of everything that's green technology. Clean technology is just the more modern term that is used in the industry.
Representative Goodson, you're recognized for question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you tell me, as far as increased funding for marketing, how did we stack up, you know, as far as can you give it to me in dollars against the other states?
I can certainly provide that to you outside of this meeting.
Okay, that's fine.
Follow-up, sir?
Sure.
I would just like to make a statement as far as to the committee as far as branding. I was involved at a local level in branding Port Canaveral against Port Tampa and against Port Miami. Once you develop a brand, and if it's a good brand, if you think back during life, branding, where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Wendy's.
Yeah. You know, Anita Bryant, orange juice, that's branding. Branding is a very important tool. If you have a good brand for the state of Florida, it will go a long way. So I wish you a lot of luck.
Thank
yeah,
you,
I would avoid orange and blue colors in your logo.
Yes.
Representative Perry, you recognize?
No,
I'm okay, got you. All right, any other questions, members? Okay, thank you. Let's go to the next part of your presentation. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So the next subject is basically an overview of the results that we've had in terms of facilitating job creation, job retention. As I mentioned, the business development team works directly with those companies and tries to influence their decision, whether it's by showing them sites, connecting them with community partners, whether it is government officials, whether it is infrastructure, ports, airports, railroads, that kind of thing. Perhaps it's also connecting them to the universities. Or community college system, state college system. The results that we're having, in short, are increasing over the last 3 years. What you have before you are comparisons of last calendar year against the prior calendar year. So 2012 just ended. The first slide you see there are just numbers of announced projects. These are the numbers of businesses that ultimately decided Florida is where they would create their jobs and invest their capital. There were 173 such projects. That represents 23% increase over the year before. The next slide just breaks down what those projects represent in terms of jobs and capital investment. You'll see on the job side, the blue part of the column represents new jobs. And I'll just point out that of the jobs reflected in 2012, 75% of those are new jobs. The total number, 26,000, through these competitive-type projects. That represents an increase over the year before. Certainly capital investment has increased as well. This past year, companies established and announced their intent to establish projects that would result in $1.75 billion. That's a 16% increase over the year before. And then a look at projects by type. The blue slice of the pie there represents recruitment, new to Florida recruitments. The other two are existing industry. A portion of that is expansion only. That is expansion of existing industry. The red section are companies who said, we need to expand, and if we choose a location outside of Florida, we're going to move what we already have here to the new location. But together, the red and green represent the existing industry job creation. It's 54% of the projects we work, so just over half of them are with existing Florida industries that are growing. And if you look below at the chart there, when you look at what is the contribution of existing industry in terms of jobs, 53% of the jobs come from existing industry, but a larger share of the capital investment comes from recruitment. So the companies that are new to Florida are obviously investing more capital as they build new buildings, buy new equipment, et cetera. Looking at the established projects by industry sector, you'll see that the largest category there is labeled strategic opportunities. What that means is there are projects that don't fit within one of these traditional industry sectors, but they are of strategic importance to our economic development effort because they represent corporate headquarters in all of these industries. And they represent manufacturing projects that don't fit with one within one of these industries. 21%, in fact. If we were developing a slide, a slice for manufacturing, it would be a 21% slice. But if you considered aviation aerospace manufacturing, those companies building airplanes, or, for example, in the purple slice, life sciences, those companies that are building medical or creating medical devices, are manufacturing pharmaceuticals. They, too, represent manufacturing. So if you pull manufacturing out of all of these sectors and then look at what is outside the sectors but is manufacturing, it is 50%. Half of the projects that we work are in manufacturing. Financial and professional services is the next largest slice at 13%, and then corporate headquarters at 12%. And then finally, we just pulled out a handful. There were 173 projects last calendar year. We picked out a representative sample of those. If you peruse those, you'll see that they represent financial services headquarters, distribution projects, manufacturing projects, that they represent large metro areas. They represent rural projects. They're of all shapes and sizes with respect to jobs and capital investment, but all contributing to the diversity of the economy and creating jobs. Mr. Chairman, happy to take questions.
Thank you. Members, questions? Questions? Members, questions? Thank you very much. I'm sure that you'll make yourself available and your team for oh, yeah, and if you'll please send that full report that you showed up to all the members.
Be happy to.
Thank you, Teddy. And if y'all have any follow-up questions, I know you're going to go home and you're going to see some opportunities. There's going to be a lot of excitement that's going to be generated, hopefully, by this, because this is such an important issue to all of our districts. Please feel free to challenge the staff at Enterprise Florida. That's their job, to be working with us, to be thinking outside of the box. And so far, great presentation.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Please, all of y'all, travel safe going back home next week as you're back in your districts. Anything that you feel that needs to be addressed and you think about, contact myself or Teddy or Vice Chair Goodson, and we can bring those ideas and concerns back to the full committee. Yes, sir.
Small, just one party.
Sure.
Any of you that are traveling to Panama City tonight, the restaurant's open, everything's free, so please come visit.
That only applies to frozen fish sandwiches, the best on the menu. Sorry,
keep us here. Represent Perry moves your eyes.